As we get to the end of this week and as we head into the weekend and next week, winter weather is going to return to the Midwest and the Corn Belt. In fact, it really looks like this weekend and next week we'll see some of the most active winter weather the central and eastern parts of the nation has seen in quite a while. It all starts with a small system coming in Thursday night and Friday, and then a stronger storm system bringing rain, snow, over the weekend, late Friday into Saturday and Sunday across a lot of the Midwest, the Corn Belt, the Upper Plains, and moving into New England. There's going to be a pretty good slug of very cold Canadian air coming in behind the system for late in the weekend and early next week. In fact, temperatures are going to go well below normal over the entire Corn Belt and Great Lakes region and Upper Plains as we get into the first half of next week. Some real bona fide cold winter weather finally moving into the nation's midsection, and it looks like for the rest of January into the first week of February, we should expect more winter weather in the Midwest, more snow chances and temperatures overall that are going to be a lot colder than we experienced in December and earlier this month. Now, going into the southern hemisphere, there's good news for Australia. In fact, it looks like over the next 10 days, there's going to be some rain over New South Wales and over the eastern half of Australia. In fact, there's some real opportunities to pick up some decent rainfall with a series of low pressure systems moving across southern and eastern Australia later this week and into next week. South America, well, they're looking at a pattern that's not been as extreme over the pond into Australia. We've had some rain across central and northern and western areas of Argentina, central and northern and eastern areas of Brazil. We're expecting that overall, what has been a cooler pattern over some of the key growing areas of especially Argentina will warm up a little bit, but overall growing conditions, precipitation chances, and temperature trends look generally favorable over the key growing areas of South America over the next week or two.